Eric Takahata has been noticing Japanese tourists popping up in unlikely places. One of the most surprising? UH Sports Games. Takahata heads Hawaii Tourism Japan and has been working to promote local sports overseas. Last spring, Japan Airlines offered 20 seats at every University of Hawaii football or volleyball game.
The first month that they offered the tickets, all six home games, University of Hawaii football games, sold out with the Japanese. So that was 120 seats because they want to go to Aloha Stadium and see the game. They look at the fans and the locals and, you know, how we tailgate and we do all of that stuff. And they want to be a part of it. So, you know, Japan Airlines is going to pretty soon start a tailgate experience for the customers that do come and try to have some kind of interaction with the local kamaaina there.
Takahata says a number of tourism agencies are providing just that. They advertise what are called local experience packages, which could include a bowl of oxtail soup at Aiea Bowl or a tour along the Waianae coast.
Japan and Hawaii have had such a special relationship, and the tourists just want to be like the locals. They want to go to the places that the locals go to. They want to eat at the restaurants that locals eat at. You know, they want to hang out where the locals hang out. They want to be local.
Hawaii Tourism Authority's David Uchiyama isn't surprised. He says it's common for mature markets like Japan to immerse themselves in local culture.
They have a real love affair with Hawaii. They just want to be able to grasp more of it. They are the ones that surprisingly are being more venturesome and going out and finding these little restaurants that locals talk about. A lot of times now when the media from Japan comes in and they're talking to people here, they'll ask them, you know, when you're looking to go out with your family, where do you go? And that kind of information then gets distributed into the market and the Japanese seek out these places.
HTJ's Takahata believes the focus of Japanese tourism is shifting. It's no longer just about Waikiki Beach and high-end retail shopping. Visitors are looking for something more. And he says that's a logical drive for returning guests.
That is the base of tourism. It's based on relationships. And, you know, Hawaii having just a special relationship with Japan for so long. So, you know, we here are trying to revive a lot of that. And I'll tell you, that's the best kind of tourism because it brings the person back over and over and over again.
HTA projects that visitors from Japan are expected to reach 1.6 million this year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.